This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 54, for recorded on August 24th. Yep, that's correct. 2013. This is going to be it's late tonight. It's been another busy day, and so I'm not going to have time for a too long one today. But I didn't want to miss a day, so it's going to be just a hey, this is what's going on podcast. What the heck? Today we did some interesting stuff. We finished up teacher buying stuff for her students because, yeah, Charlotte is a teacher and she does the absolutely classic, yes, teacher who actually, you know, had her pay slightly cut this year, yet spends, you know, hundreds of dollars of her own money to buy stuff for the children in her class that don't have things that they need for a class, you know, sort of thing. Yep. So we went to Walmart actually. And, because they had all that stuff the cheapest and bought, you know, pens and paper and all that stuff for kids that are in her class that they can't even afford to buy that stuff. So that was fun. But in a more, and a slightly more fun thing, we also found some interesting stuff for, which we're getting ready for Dragon Con. Dragon Con is, in fact, this time next week will be height of Dragon Con. Probably won't be podcasting during. I'm glad that the Dog Days podcasting end the first day of Dragon Con, which is not really the first day. I mean, Dragon Con has gotten so crazy. Dragon Con technically is Friday through Monday of Labor Day weekend. Monday is like a very slow day. That's pretty much everybody recovering and moving out of town. But Dragon Con, you know, it's technically starts on Friday. Kind of used to start. People start coming into town on Thursday. Start, you know, getting their. You can get your badges on Thursday. There's, I mean, that stuff has gotten way. Dragon Con is so out of control now. I have a friend that goes Dragon Con as well. We joke that Wednesday is the new Thursday. Back in the day, back in the early 2000s, late 90s. Thursday was like, ooh, if you got there on Thursday and you were like hanging out on Thursday night, you were hardcore. No, now it's Wednesday. And actually, I have heard from people that it's verging into Tuesday, which I'm not going to be Tuesday, but I wouldn't be surprised. I have been down in the hotels in downtown Atlanta on Wednesday night. And I mean, Thursday night is practically like full on Dragon Con. Wednesday night is the really hardcore people there are there. And from what I hear, like Tuesday night now is actually the really, really, really crazy hardcore people. And part of that is the whole like jockeying for rooms and stuff. I mean, getting a room in any of the official Dragon Con hotels, the Hilton, the Hyatt, or the Marriott, the Sheraton is technically a official hotel, but it's two blocks away, like not connected to the other two. The Hilton, Hyatt, and the Marriott are all connected together. So that's like one big hotel fest, you know. If you're in those, you know, it's just party until Monday, whenever you get up. The way I solve the Monday getting up problem is I just stay up all night on Sunday night and usually check out early Monday morning and go home and sleep for a day because that's how Dragon Con works. Dragon Con is a crazy, crazy thing. It's a very fun con. But so, yeah, we picked up some stuff for one of the costumes that we're doing. I think what I'm going to do, I'll probably even associate it with both with the blog post of this and I'll either associate it with the Google Plus post that I put up for this or maybe put it up right thereafter. I'm going to put up one picture of the a pair of shoes that I have for one costume. And I'm not even giving any sort of hint because, I mean, well, there's not that many people listening here, but it would be conceivably possible if you were nerdy enough and I gave too much of a hint that you might figure out what this costume is supposed to be. So I'm deliberately giving a hint that's not going to give anybody enough information, probably. But it would be totally weird and crack me up if it wasn't. I mean, technically, it kind of is enough information, but, you know, it's not. You know, I'm not giving you really enough. But I will put up a picture of these one thing. And I didn't buy the shoes at DragonCon. I didn't buy the shoes at Walmart. I bought some other supporting stuff for the costume at Walmart. Got the shoes from Amazon. I think they showed up yesterday. So that one's about done. We've got a couple other. We got it like a steampunk costume. That, you know, like I said, I'm a very light kind of casual costumer. Enjoy it, but I don't want to freak out too much about it. I'm not really into the, oh my gosh, your costume has to be perfect. I'm not into the, this costume has to be, you know, blah, you know, like, you know, not into all the costume drama. Cause trust me, I know costumers and there is costume drama at Dragon Con and all other cons, but Dragon Con in particular has plenty of costume drama. And then actually, later this afternoon, I've been emailing back and forth with Paul Fidalgo, who's recently started a new podcast called the Obcast, because his blog is called Near Earth Object. And Paul is doing started a podcast. He's had a blog for a long time. And he's a friend of mine online, and he's actually invited me to be a guest on his podcast. So this is going to be the first time I've ever been a guest on someone else's podcast. And I'm like, oh dear, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'm not this tomorrow, not today. I'm not stressed about it, but I'm like, wow. I like Paul a bunch. But I'm like, these other people that are on here are like, I'm like, they're way more interesting than me. I'm just like a general nerd who's been on the internet for a while. But Paul and I have known each other online for a while. I actually was thinking about it today, and he is probably my best online friend that I haven't actually met in person. You know, everybody has those people that, you know, they know online and haven't met in person. But over time, because a lot of my friends are con type friends, and like for in particular, he probably wouldn't have met he wouldn't be in that position until this last Balticon that Charlotte and I went to at Memorial Day weekend at the beginning of the summer when we went to Balticon in Baltimore, and we met several people that I had previously known only online. And now at this point, And those guys, and we had a great time and very much fun. And at this point, probably Paul is my bestest like online buddy that I've never met. He's a very cool guy, like him a lot. He does all sorts of amazing stuff. He's a musician and an actor and does all sorts of crazy stuff. And tomorrow we're going to be on his podcast and ramble on for an hour or so. And I'm like, oh boy, it's going to be, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, how on earth? I mean, I've listened to there's one podcast of his new Obcast that I haven't listened to yet. I'm on the one previous to the latest one, and all these people, I'm like, wow, they're way more interesting than me, but what the heck, you know, it's a podcast. We'll be good. I'm sure we'll have fun. And I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, today's been a little busy. We did the school stuff at Walmart. We did the costuming stuff at Walmart. We're just about finished. I've got one thing for one costume that I'm still looking for. It's actually the same costume that I'm going to show the shoe hint for. And I'll go ahead and give another hint here on the podcast that the other thing I'm looking for right now is a tie, and it's a hard tie to find because it's not a tie that's easy to find anymore. And yeah, that's completely not a hint, but whatever. It's not like people are really worried about it. Anyway, so that's today's been, you know, we've done that stuff, and then we've done the family stuff that is fun, but I'm still getting used to, and run people around, shuffled people back and forth, and had dinner and done all that stuff. And it's getting pretty late tonight, and so I wanted to knock this out and so I didn't miss a day. So there we go. I think that's about it. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. It's at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy, kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus handle is Incomprehensible, but I'll put a link in the show notes. The podcast itself is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike, version 3.0. And we're a part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge this year. That's at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And again, there'll be a link in the show notes. So that's the podcast for today. I'm going to jam on in tomorrow, probably. I don't know if it'll be before or after the podcast with Paul. I haven't decided that yet, but we'll have one tomorrow too. So it's all right. We're into the home stretch, heading towards Dragon Con. Everybody's excited about it. So thanks a lot and have a good evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.